Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going somewhere. Well, pretty strange. We're looking at some source materials that honestly make you double take about what might be real. We've got a bit on analyzing fictional stories, some general ideas about keeping discussions unpredictable, maybe?
Yeah, keeping things fresh.
And right in the middle of it all, this narrative called The Camera That Captured a Rebooted World.
Right, and that title alone.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating is that one of our sources, an analysis piece, explicitly calls this story obviously not real.
Exactly. Which is kind of the perfect setup, isn't it?
It really is. So our mission today is to unpack this narrative, even knowing it's framed as fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just a story, or could it be tapping into something, well, something weirder?
That's the core question. Okay, let's get into the story itself. It starts, apparently, at an auction. Rural Texas, 1919.
Way back.
Yeah, dusty old stuff. You know the scene. And someone buys this old tripod camera, supposedly from the 1930s, for like $12.
$12. Yeah. You know, seems ordinary enough. Maybe a lucky find.
On the surface, yeah. But here's twist number one. The camera, decades old even then, supposedly had a sealed roll of film still inside it.
Okay, that's interesting. Sealed film from potentially decades earlier. That's not your typical attic find?
Not at all. And then they developed this film in Austin, and what comes out, well, it's not what you'd expect.
Definitely not grainy photos of the Texas landscape, I'm guessing.
Not even close. The images showed these like impossible cities, architecture described as almost alien, and artificial lights just hanging in the field.
Hanging lights in photos supposedly from their early 20th century.
Exactly. But the real kicker, the people in these photos, they're smiling, but every single one casts three distinct shadows.
Whoa, hang on. Three shadows.
Three distinct shadows per person.
Okay, that breaks physics as we know it. I mean, what could even cause that? Multiple suns, some bizarre artificial lighting built into the environment. It immediately suggests the rules were different.
It really does. And then the very last frame on this roll of film, this one's the real head scratcher. It shows this huge monument, black stone, kind of shrouded in mist.
Okay.
And carved right onto it, apparently crystal clear, are the words, "System reboot successful, year zero."
System reboot successful, year zero.
Wow, that phrase is loaded.
Right, it screams reset, like total wipe, start again. Whether that's, you know, a simulation reset or something else, it's intense.
It really is. Year zero isn't just a fresh start, it implies everything before is gone. Obliterated history. That's a powerful, unsettling concept.
But the weirdness wasn't just on the film. The camera itself was apparently a total mystery.
How so?
No brand name, no serial number anywhere. And supposedly, when people tried to figure out what model it was, the parts didn't match anything known. Not from the 30s, not from any time.
So a complete anomaly. Was it maybe some kind of weird prototype?
Yeah.
Or something else entirely?
Who knows? And the film negatives were just as strange. They tried to scan them digitally.
And apparently, every computer they used just crashed. Hard crash. Now, okay, early scanning tech wasn't perfect, but still, consistently crashing.
That is highly unusual.
Yeah.
Suggests the data itself was somehow incompatible. Or maybe actively resisting being copied.
And then, just before one crash, this message supposedly flashed on screen for, like, 3 seconds.
What did it say?
Local backup active, awaiting next iteration.
Awaiting next iteration. That sounds purposeful. Almost like the film knew it was being looked at and had a job to do.
The final act for this film, it just dissolved, gone. Like, it self-destructed after delivering its message.
Okay, that's dramatic and very convenient if you want to preserve a mystery.
Right, so, okay. Here's where we get to the core tension. We have this story called fiction, but filled with these incredibly specific, bizarre details. So one way to look at this, and maybe this is the leaked footage angle, could this camera have accidentally caught a glimpse of a failed simulation, a previous reality that got rebooted?
So treating the narrative like it's describing a real event captured by accident.
Yeah, and those anomalies, the three shadows, the impossible tech appearing way too early, that year zero sign, the weird camera, the self-destructing film with its message, are these glitches, remnants, evidence of that reset.
That's definitely one way to frame it. The three shadows become evidence of different physics in that simulated world. The architecture, a different tech tree before the reset. The monument is, well, literally a signpost for the reboot.
It all sort of fits in a strange way.
It does, but...
But then there's the other angle. What if this whole thing is just a story? A really clever one, maybe even a psyop? You know, a psychological operation designed to plant these ideas.
Or maybe just a misidentification. Could it be some lost advanced tech from the past we don't understand?
Mm.
Or even some kind of avant-garde art project that got misinterpreted? Though, like you said, Three Shadows is hard to explain away easily.
And for anyone unfamiliar, a psyop is basically an attempt to influence how people think or feel, often using stories or, you know, misinformation.
And those are plausible alternatives, especially since we only have this one narrative. There's no outside proof. It could easily be a fabrication, playing on our fascination with the unknown.
So let's bring in that source about analyzing fiction. It says the story is obviously not real, but then it adds, doesn't mean we can't have a little fun with it.
Right. So even if it is just a story, there's an invitation there to play with the ideas. What kind of fun is the author going for? Maybe just sparking imagination, poking at our ideas about reality itself.
It definitely taps into those big what-if questions. And like one of our other sources mentioned, the best discussions often come from challenging assumptions, looking at things from different angles.
Which is exactly what these two interpretations force us to do. The reset evidence versus the hoax or misinterpretation.
Okay, let's break down the clues again, looking through both lenses, those three shadows. Reset theory says different physics, maybe multiple light sources baked into the simulation. PSYOP or misidentified tech theory says a super complex photo trick from the 1930s, some unknown atmospheric thing.
It's tough for the second theory. Faking that consistently back then seems incredibly difficult. And a natural phenomenon causing three distinct shadows on multiple people in cityscapes.
Yeah.
Certainly never documented anything like it. It fundamentally challenges basic physics if you take it at face value.
Okay, what about the alien buildings and the floating lights? Reset theory. Evidence of a different timeline's tech.
Makes sense within that framework.
PSYOP tech theory. Maybe some lost architectural movement, visionary art, or just fuzzy old photos we're reading too much into.
Possible, but alien architecture and lights suspended in the sky sound pretty specific, suggesting something deliberately unlike our known history. Less likely to be simple misinterpretation, perhaps.
And the big one, system reboot successful, year zero. For the reset angle, that's almost smoke and gun proof within the narrative.
Absolutely. Direct confirmation.
But for the PSYOP or fiction angle, it's just a powerful symbol, right? A theme designed to make you think about resets and apocalypses.
Exactly. It uses a culturally resonant phrase to create a specific mood or plant an idea purely for dramatic or thematic effect.
Then the camera and film themselves, weird parts, no markings. Reset theory. It's tech from the last iteration, so of course it doesn't match ours.
Right, it's an artifact from before.
PSYOP fiction theory. It's all part of the prop making, designed to make the object seem mysterious, otherworldly.
Yeah.
Making a convincing fake artifact like that takes effort, though.
It definitely adds to the enigma, whichever way you look at it, something outside the norm.
And the crashing computers, that local backup message, the film dissolving. Reset theory sees a system protecting itself, erasing the evidence.
Like an automated defense mechanism.
PSYOP fiction theory sees it as more layers to the story, building suspense, making it impossible to really verify, keeping the mystery alive.
The self-destruction is key there. It removes the primary evidence, leaving only the story itself.
Mm.
Very effective, whether it's hiding a truth or just concluding a fictional narrative dramatically.
Let's circle back to that year zero idea for a second. It's such a loaded term. Historically, you think of things like the Khmer Rouge, or just culturally, this idea of wiping the slate clean after catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. It signifies a total break, a deliberate severing from whatever came before.
How does that really amplify the reset interpretation here?
It makes it absolute. It suggests the system, whatever it was, didn't just hiccup and restart. It was fundamentally ended and replaced. The past wasn't just rebooted, it was potentially erased. That raises huge questions about memory, history, continuity, everything, really, if you follow that line of thought.
So pulling this all together, we've got this wild story, a camera, impossible pictures, a message about a reboot, and these two main ways of looking at it.
Yeah, one treating it like potential, however bizarre, evidence of a past reality shift, a simulation that failed and got reset without us knowing.
With all the weird details being clues or glimpses from that event.
Exactly. And the other perspective saying, hold on, let's be rational. This is likely a well-crafted fiction, maybe a PSYOP, maybe based on misinterpreted old tech or art, but not literal evidence of a reality reboot.
And it's fascinating how the source material itself kind of leans into that tension, calling it fiction, but inviting us to explore the what-ifs.
It absolutely does. And thinking through these possibilities, even if based on a fictional premise, forces us to confront our assumptions about what reality even is, how technology works, and whether history is as solid as we think.
Which leads us perfectly to that final thought we wanted to leave you with. It's a bit unsettling, perhaps.
Just a little.
If we entertain the idea from the narrative, just for a moment, if the system did reboot once back then, leaving only these strange dissolving clues, when might the next iteration be expected to begin? Something to think about.